Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today. I'm joined by Catherine Fazzino. She's from the Rudder FFA chapter in Texas. Now, Catherine, you are a star finalist in agriscience. Let's talk about you specifically. Talk about some of your research projects and what you're doing in agriscience.
My SAE consists of me researching a charcoal additive called Hydrohume on corn seeds in reference to germination rate, increase in growth and yield, as well as finding a sustainable agricultural method. And so that's what I did and tested over the most, and I found that by using this additive, you get a 50% increase on yield, and it also retains 65% of the nutrients in the applications that you put out for farmers. So that's a huge deal for farmers to find something that not only doesn't deplete the soil with its nutrients, but also increases their yield.
So a little bit about your background in agriculture. Did any of that help you even jumpstart your research?
Yes, my dad and grandpa are farmers, and so growing up on a farm, I've always was interested in it, but it wasn't until high school when I really just respected what they did as a whole in the industry, because that the tedious work that they do each and every day just to get up and go put out fertilizer on the corn and know at the end of the year if it'll actually be as great as a yield as you hope. It was really neat to see that aspect and to truly grow and learn about them. Instead of just growing up on a farm, I actually experienced the farm lifestyle.
Now, there's so much to experience on a farm. What was that moment for you when you said research and science, that's my thing? When was that?
I think it was when I was having lunch with my dad and my grandpa when they were talking about an issue with other farmers about trying to find a method that wouldn't deplete the soil, but as well as increase their crop yields. And I think when I realized that all the farmers in that area had an issue with this, I think that's really when it sparked my interest to help find a way for them to like find a product for it.
Did anybody in your community or, you know, did you have a role model aside from your family that really just helped you and pushed you through all this research?
Yes, we have a Helena Chemical representative named Kevin Wolf that helped me a lot during my research. He was always there to guide me when I had questions, as well as encourage me to learn more knowledge, not just about my SAE, but as the farming industry as a whole. And without him, it would be really hard to be able to gain all the knowledge that I did.
Let's go back a few years to when you first started in FFA, and let's talk about your FFA story from then until where you're at now.
I was very shy when I first got into FFA. The first event I did was creed speaking, and that was very nerve-wracking for me. And I would never have imagined myself back then to be the person that I am today. The skills that I've learned and the communication skills, as well as just being able to present something that I have a passion for, is really unique. And the FFA has given me the opportunity to not only show my true self to others, but as well as expressing it in an effective and advocating way.
You have so much success here, but let's talk about some struggles that you face and how you've overcome those.
Of course, over the years, you do have struggles. Sometimes you don't always win the competition that you're going for, or you are disappointed in something that happened. But I think the thing that pushes me is that you always can grow. And so just knowing that that's another learning stepping stone for you to go up to something bigger and better. And so that's what always has kept me on the right track, as well as not getting discouraged along the way. It's just to always like build and learn from that experience.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of folks here are looking up to you. You know, you're at that point now where, well, you're up at the top and people are looking up to you. What's your advice for those who think that's so far off? I can never do that.
I would just tell them to truly be themselves and to find something they're passionate about, because if you're passionate about it, it'll take you to so many doors of opportunity that you won't even know what to do. And so just truly be yourself and find something that you have a passion for and go out and advocate for it.
And then looking to the future, what are your plans with not only your research, but just everything that you're doing?
I hope to attain my PhD from Texas A&M University in agricultural economics. And I want to go back to those small farmers in my community and help financially sustain them, because they are the heart of the agricultural industry. And so giving back what I've learned and the knowledge that I've gained to those farmers to help keep them sustainable is really important to me, and I hope to one day impact all their lives.
That is fantastic. Well, Catherine, while I have you, do you have any other information you'd like to add?
I think I'm good.
Fantastic. Well, that was Catherine Fazzino. She is from the Rudder FFA chapter in Texas. She's an American Star finalist in agriscience. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.